Today's daf is Bechoros Daf Lamed. Bechoros Daf Lamed. And today's shiur is sponsored, and the next month's shiur is sponsored in memory and Lili Nishvaz Yitzchak Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel, Mr. Leo Schachter, sponsored by his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the Austin, Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichtuk, and Greenberg families. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, Chaf Tesem Abeis, we'll start with the Mishnah. HaChashid, we're in the next part of this parak. We started off talking about the responsibilities of the Bailim to stay with the animal, and what if the Kohen says, I'll take it? Do we have to be worried that he's going to take care of it properly? What happens if there are mistakes made, if somebody shechts the animal, the Bechor, before he gets psak from a dayan, from a mumcha? What happens if the mumcha makes a mistake? And then we got into mistakes by judges. What happens if the people of authority take money for their positions? All different types of positions. That was yesterday's discussion. We're not allowed to take money for being a judge, for being a rebbe, for being any other rabbinical position. And now we get into related to that. If somebody is chashud, not that they made a mistake and the responsibility, but if somebody is not doesn't have the proper nemanis in different areas of halacha, how does that affect other areas of halacha? So we had a couple of mishnayos, and now we get to the last one on the amud. Hachasha lios mocher truma l'shem chulin. Somebody has a track record of lying, of presenting a truma as chulin, right? Because he's not careful with his produce. And, of course, chulin is more expensive. There are more buyers. That's why he's selling it as chulin. Truma, the only supply, the only demand are kohanim. That's why the price is going to be lower. So he wants to sell it as chulin. Ein lochim ben afilu aimu melach, divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't buy anything from him. That's the knas. Not only can you not buy items that might be truma, you can't even buy water and salt. Water and salt do not have trumas and maestros from it, and therefore that's the knas. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, not so far. Kol sheyesh bo zikas truma umaestros ein lochim imenu. Anything that has some type of connection to trumas and maestros, that is what one is not allowed to buy from him. Lasuye mai, lasuye kirve dogim de ma'arvi behu shemen zais. To include innards of fish, which one mixes oil with them, shem and zayis, that is what is included. And the Rama Paskins like Rebbe Yehuda, generally Machlokas Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir, we Paskin like Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon. The Rambam says in Hilchos Maisris, after discussing who different areas of where one buys from, the Rambam says, "Ain called Rambam Elu Amurim Elabama Arad Sheino Chashir V'lo Neman Aval Mishu Chashir Limkar Truma L'Shem Chulin Aser Likach Menu Klal Davar Sheish Bo Zikas Truma Umaiser Afilu Kirve Dagim Breishinosa Mem Shemen Vein Aser Ela Kol Shalafanav Aval Sora Mutar Likach Menu." We'll get to that. It's only Aser to buy what's in front of him, but stuff in this warehouse you don't have to worry, because he doesn't want the Rabbanit to come and say his whole warehouse is li'ibud. So the Rama Paskins here, like Rabbi Shimon. We know who argued on this, or who pretended to argue on this, about Maaser Melech, Esav HaRasha. Right? Remember, Esav HaRasha asked his father, how do you take Maasers from salt? Right, that's the going against, to show that he's a real lamdan. The problem is he wasn't a real lamdan. That's a mistake. There's no miser. Maybe he wanted to give off the impression, as we know. Remember, if Zevin, we mentioned many years ago, has a thought in Latorah V'Lamodim on the message of Dafka, what the symbol of that question was. Right, so Latsud, Rashi again quotes in Parshas Toldos, Latsud ul'ramot daviv b'fiv v'sho'alo heich ma'asr es ha'melach v'es ha'teven. That's what he says. How are you ma'asir from salt and tevin? That's Perachav Hei Pasachav Zayin. Says Rav Zevin, salt and straw are two opposite smalim, symbols. Ha'tevin v'hamelachim shnei hefachim. Two opposites. Tevin hu lamata migeder machol, v'hamelach lamala mimenu. Straw is the psoles, what you remove from the food, and salt is something that's even above food because it preserves food. It helps food. It makes food stay for a longer period of time. Tatevenu apsoles shelamachol, garine hatfua hema iker, vateven vakash, atavafav apsoles. Teven is what we remove from food, lefichach ena teven alamachol behema, v'lo machol adam. Tevin is animal consumption. Hamelach gavoa me'amachal, hu misakin es ha'ochel, matimo u'mekaimo. Whether it's the salt that we use on our table to make it taste good, whether it's the serious salt we use to preserve, salting something. Misakro ketzad, ma'afru mevares apsolas me'ha'ochel, motzi etzadam e'basr, takes out the blood, it removes the psolas, and therefore it makes it edible. Ein abasu yosim idei damo. We have this back in Maseches Chulin. El emkein molchol yafa yafa. Remember, some Rishonim say yafa yafa meant from both sides, and that was, we mentioned, from the zivik shaviola yafa yafa. Fine. Says the latar v'lamadim. So, not only in actual food do you have salt and straw, but in life you have salt and straw. Right? We have to know what the tevin is. What do we have to remove? What do we have to remove from our world? This tevin in the world, this psolas out there, we have to remove it in order to be able to function properly. But there's also melach. There's also what we have to take in from the outside or from the inside and sprinkle it throughout our lives. Torah, chesed, mitzvos. We have to sprinkle that and have it affect all of our, the rest of our life. Af b'chayim ha-musariyim yeshton tevin ha-melach. Tevin ulamata mi'adam v'chayov. Psola shal ha-chayim. Macho behema b'chinas shor ochel esav. Ha-paslonus v'haramos v'ha-sheker. That's all tevin. And melach is different. Nachuz la-arei v'sa-melach b'sos kol ha-shtachim shal chayi adam k'dei l'saknam l'hatimam u'likaimam. Right, and that is what the symbol is. We have to take the salt. Bris melach, we have to take the Torah, and in that way to sprinkle it throughout our lives. But there's some solace that you just can't. You just have to reject. You have to just get rid of some tevin. Esav wanted to know how to be ma'aser the tevin. He wanted to take solace. He wanted to take stuff that should be totally rejected and sprinkle it throughout the life. He wanted to sprinkle it and know how to relate to it, even though that's not what we want. And what about Melach? He wanted to know how to remove Esav Ratzel Atzul Ramos B'Shnei Ofanim Mitzad Echad Hu Amar Sheyachol Atakein Afes HaRah HaGamur HaPsola Shalat Heaven Omeyatzad Hasheini Amar LaAser Afes HaMelach LaHalos Ez HaTorah Shalonu LaDargos HaYosek Evo Shalamala V'Zu Sheilato Keitzan Ma'asrin Ez HaTeven Ves HaMelach V'Zem Mishamish Gahlach HaLadoros Esavim Ka'ela Vitsuro Shonos, Yeshnam Tamid, Rotem Latakin as a Tevin Ara Gomer, Rotem Latakin as a Melach, Lachlis Tikunim Betora Atzma. I'm gonna not use the Melach for others, but I'm gonna be Misakin the Melach itself. And that is something that, we can't do, right? The Torah, obviously the Melach is something that makes everything else eternal. We don't change anything about the Torah, and there are certain things in life that we have to reject. Remember, Soloveitchik said at one time that if he was writing the Ani Mamins, he would have wrote a 14th Ani Mamin. Ani Mamin Muna Shalema, that Torah could be effective and relevant and alive in every single generation, no matter what, no matter the society, no matter the people, no matter the place. Right? The Torah doesn't change. The Torah is mashpia. The Torah is not mushpa, and that's what Esav symbolically was asking his father. Good. So that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in terms of somebody is chashud on Truma L'Shem Chulin. So do we arikones everything or just anything that's related to Zikas Truma U'Maisras? There could be a machlokas Rishonim about understanding this. The Rambam gives the example of oil that is mentioned here because that's what from Zaysim. We know there is a general machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos all over. What is Chayav Trumas U'Maisras Daraisa? Right, the Rambam says all fruit. So the Rambam might, he doesn't give the example because he quotes the Gemara, but it could be that the Rambam would say here that you can't buy any fruits from him. Right, you can't buy oranges and pomegranates pomegranates also we include everything. While Rashi and Tosfos say Dag and Tirash V'Yitzar. That's it. Dag and Tirash V'Yitzar, but that's oil is included in that. That's why you can't tell from the Gemara. There's no Raya. Dag and Tirash V'Yitzar. Remember, I think there was a Deya of the Raivet, I think, in the Shidim Kubetzes of Amitzia, which said, all Shivas Aminim. All Shivas Aminim would be included. Okay, in any case, this is the first Machlokas. So we continue. Ho tavcha davi chashid lizvunei tarba da'atma b'mar dekanta. There was a butcher that sold treif meat looking like kosher meat. He sold treif chelev and he designed it and he cut it up and presented it like kosher. So kanse rava lizvunei afilu amguze. Rava said, you can't even buy nuts from him. Can't buy anything from him. So Amar le'rapapala rava kemankra b'Yehuda. Are you passing like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, even somebody that's not in the world of what the chashad is, you're going to find. Ikar Rabbi Yehuda, afilu ma'ayev melech nami. So why are you saying nuts? Nuts is at least royal achila. Right? The Rambam and Chazal. Remember Chazal and Arvei Psachim, and the Rambam follows. Right? In the old days of old, that was the greatest delicacy for the kids. You want to give them, what do? On the Seder night, you give them nuts. If you try to give children nuts today, they'll look at you. What are you doing? What are you giving me? Now, everything has to be related. It doesn't mean you have to dafka give nuts, right? When the Rambam talks about Simchas Yontif and he talks about buying special clothing for one's wife and giving a gozev eklayos to the kids, we don't have to follow that Rambam exactly, right? We could relate, you know, what the wife and kids would want, you know, bizman hazeh. Doesn't have to be dafka exactly that. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the question is, if it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, so why dafka say nuts? Even Mayim and Melach. So the Gemara says, Olam Rabbi Shimon. Really, it's like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon said, only something that has to do with the chshad. But the nuts have to do with the chshad. Ubi isura de gufe katsin alay. Something to do with the isur itself, we find him. And nuts have to do with the isur of chelev. Why? Stam dar deki garubam guzi. Children get taken by nuts, and they love nuts. So what does this butcher do? He lures the children and gives them nuts and says, go bring me the treif chelev of your parents. He takes that treif chelev, he covers it as kosher chelev, and in that way is able to trick people. And that's why nuts have to do with the Isser. Stam dardiki garabam guzi va'azulu mishabish lebei tafchi. He goes and tricks the butchers or the children v'garalu bam guzi u'maisu leitar bat atmu mazvan lebemar dekanta. And therefore, he takes it, and therefore, that is the problem why we even are gozer on the nuts. What bracha does one make on nuts? As we know, all nuts are ha'etz except peanuts. Peanuts are on a root, and therefore peanuts are hadama, but all of the nuts get a ha'etz. Good. Says the Mishnah. Ha'choshed al ha'shvias, eno choshed al ha'maisras. So we're talking about two areas of mitzvah satzluyas ba'aretz. The Mishnah says if somebody is choshed on Shemitah, they work the land during Shemitah, they sell Shemitah produce, whatever the case may be, they're not choshed on ha'maisras. Why? Because it could be that people think ma'isras is more chamor, right? And therefore, the rest of the Shemitah cycle, you're allowed to buy stuff from them without worrying about ma'isras, as we'll see. Ha'chashal ha'maisras and ha'chashal ha'shvias, and vice versa. Some people might think Shemitah is more chamor, as we'll see in the Gemara what the svaras are. But if one is chashed on one is not automatically chashed on the other. Stop there for a minute. On the first line, Rashi. Rashi, chashal ha'shvias and not chashed on ma'isras. And one is allowed to buy tfuah from them during the rest of the Shemitah cycle. And you don't have to be maser vadai, but you do have to be maser demai, because you don't know for sure. So there's still a suffix, and therefore Rashi says, even though he's not chashan ha-maisras, you have to be maser anyway. Asher b'kiv eger, solomai nafkamina. You're being maser anyway. What, you're not being maser truma gedola? Truma Gedola, we don't take off Truma Gedola, because we assume that they don't take off Truma Gedola. But here we're talking about Maisras. Right, Lachor Maisras, not just Truma. So Lomai Nafkamina as Rebbe Kiva Eger, if you're Maser Mishum Dmai or Vadai, says Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Bracha. You make a Bracha. Right, if it's Dmai, we're not going to be Mafrish with the Bracha. Right, if it's Vadai, so then we'd be Mafrish with the Bracha. If he's Chashud and he has the status of no, then we'd even make a Bracha. Which shows you the seriousness of what chshad means. You know, you might think, even if he's chashud, so it's still not 100%, you're still not going to make a bracha. But that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says right here on Mishnayos. Lo yadati af v'chashud al ha'maiser, ein ma'aser me'en vadai, do mikol makom, usafik im iser zu. Ve'efshar de b'chashud, he says it ve'efshar. It's not a vadai. Ve'efshar de b'chashud de b'zeh, sorry. Vefshar de b'chashud avi kamo vadai. De b'zeh lo amrita and roba ma'aris ma'asernein, ubo'i bracha. Ayin Shabbos Chaf Gimel. What's in Shabbos Chaf Gimel? Shabbos Chaf Gimel is the Gemara, as we know, that we make brachos even under Rabbanans. But the Gemara there discusses that we don't always make a bracha on a case of suffik. Right? A case of suffik, we don't make a bracha. What about Yontif Sheni? What about Yontif Sheni, asked the Gemara? No, people are going to be mezalzel in it. If people don't make a bracha on Yontif Sheni, they're going to be mezalzel in it, and therefore Chazal instituted, even though it's minhag avasena biyadeno based on Sveika de Yoma, still we make a bracha because we don't want people to be mezalzel. And we've often mentioned that that's the great, that's true ad hayom hazeh. If people don't make a bracha on something, they don't take it as seriously, right? Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, we're machmir by Sfiras HaOmer. The machlokas we shown him whether the mitzvahs are all, the days are all connected or not. And therefore, if somebody misses a day, he does not make a bracha the following day. But there are many we shown him that say that every night is a separate and dependent mitzvah. And therefore, of course, one has to count every single night. The number, the machlokas, the issue is whether you make a bracha. But what happens often when we miss a night? Forget it, I'm out. And we leave shul, we don't even count. Because the second we don't make a bracha on something, that we don't take it seriously, it's not something strong. And that's what he alludes to here. That if it's vadai, we might want you to take it seriously, and therefore we need you to make a bracha if he is chasher. Right? In general, the rule is, if there's ever a mitzvah that I have to do besafik, I'm not sure, so then I do the mitzvah without the bracha. That's the general rule. If there's a suffik bris milah, right, then not sure if the person is chayvin bris milah. You'd be, you do it l'chumra, but one wouldn't make a bracha. Many areas of halacha, suffik you shook a lulav, and suffik you davened, suffik anything, right? I would do the mitzvah without the bracha. There seems to be one exception on the Rambam. The Rambam in 10 different places quotes this rule, that if there's a suffik, then you do the mitzvah, but you don't make the bracha. But kriyashma. If you're not sure if you say kriyashma, the Rambam says you have to say it again, im birchosecha. So that's a Rambam that is discussed by the Mefarshim. You know, why is that? The Rambam says, in Hilchos Kriyashma, that if you're not sure, so then you'd make the Kriyashma again with its brachas. Says Rav Salvechik in Shiurei Harav, on Hilchos Kriyashma, Vasher Nirem Muchrach Mizeh, Deshaini Bracha Birchos Kriyashma Mishar Brachas. It's a different type of bracha. Deshar Brachas HaMishane Mimatbeya Shetov HaChachamim, Aftu Toa Mikomaka B'dievet Yasav, Eda Chozer Mavarech, Abo Birchos Kriyashma Dafka, Hamishanim and Amitbeh lo Yatzav, V'chayav Lachzer, V'zendim Musuyim Dafka, V'birchas Kriyashma. T'inei B'shar Birchas HaMitzvos, Ein Laha Bracha Shaychus L'guf Kiyim HaMitzvah. There's the mitzvah and there's the bracha. And they're two separate entities. Remember that Ritva Im Sachem Dav Zayin, the beautiful Ritva, that the bracha is there to get me ready to do the mitzvah, to get me focused on spirituality before I do the physical. It's like a hidden imuchan mezuman, so to speak. V'rak din b'fnei atzma, hu lomar bracha, kodem asiyaz mitzvah. But Birchas Kriyashma is different, again, on a Durabanan level. Birchas Kriyashma is Durabanan. But on a Durabanan level, the Rabbanan created brachas that integrate into the mitzvah itself. And what's the first bracha? Yotzer Aravarech Oshech. Ma'ar Yom Mevi Laila. Midas Yom Midas Laila. Shakol Nivra Mikel Echad. Right, and that's Yichud Hashem. Parsha Shnia, V'limatem Otem Esbenechem L'Darabam, Talmud Torah, Ava Rabba, Ava Solam. It's all about Talmud Torah. And Tochan Perach Shlishis, Kriyashma, Zechiris Yisiyas Petzrayim, the Bracha Shlishis, Gal Yisrael, and Emes V'yatzev, Emes Amunah is all about Yitzias Petzrayim. So again, that is the Rav Salvechik commenting on the Rambam. The Rambam again is Sinuchos Kriyashma, Perach Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, Safik Kara, Safik Kriyashma, Safik Lokara, Chozer V'korei, Umivarech, Lefaneha Ula Achareha, which is against all the other Rambams. There are five or six of them where he says, whenever there's a suffix, you don't make a bracha. Okay, and therefore, and that's related to this Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayos. He references that Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Gimel in his suggestion here that the nafkamina between Mafresh Dumai and Mafresh Vada would be a bracha. And he says, Efshar, you know, if he's chashud, it's not a vadai, it's chashud. Does chashud get you into the status of vadai that you'd even make a bracha on the hafrasha? Okay, so back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, so far, this opinion holds that there are different areas of halachas. If somebody's chashud on a davar kal, then they will not be automatically chashud on a davar chamor. Ha chashud al zeh va al zeh, but if somebody's chashud on either or, chashud al ataros. That he's chashud on taros. Taros here means eating one's chulin batara, which is a din d'rabbanan. Right? So if somebody is chashud on either of these, which is a daraisa, that he's even chashud on taros, which is d'rabbanan. Right? If you go down a level. V'yeshu chashud ala taros, v'yeshu chashud lo al zeh v'lo al zeh. And though if somebody is chashud on eating their chulin ataros hakodesh, meaning they don't, that doesn't mean that they're chashud on maisur or shmita, because that's more chamur. That's daraisa. Zeh haklal, ha chashud al davar lo danu v'lo meido. The rule is, if somebody is chashed in a certain area, then they can't be a judge in that area, they can't be give edus in that area. It sounds like our Mishnah is holding, the Gemara will talk about this, if you're chashed in one area, it doesn't mean that you're chashed in all areas. Right? That's what he says dafka here. It's chashed al davar, lo donav al meitu. The Rambam says, what is that last line including? The Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnayis, if somebody is chashed, not just in one area, well, the Mishnah should be limited. But it doesn't mean limited to one specific area. It means to one specific level of area. Says the Rambam, "Umash amar ze aklal in yano, mashe zacharti lecha shechashed al shum davar bein midrabanan made midaraisa hari yuchashed gamkein al iser acher shehu kemoso be iser opachos mimenu avolo al iser shehu chamer mimenu b'shum tzadim and atzadim kemoshin isbar." So you're not chashed anything worse, more chamar, but you're chashed on anything equal or lighter. That's the Rabbah saying, what is this extra line of Zeaklau teaching me? Good. So the Gemara says, how could you have it that some people think Maisris is more chamar, some people think Shemitah is more chamar? So my time, Shvius lo baichoma. Some people think that Maisris is more chamar, because Shemitah produce you can eat anywhere in the world. Lo baichoma. Right? Shemitah wine, anywhere in the world. Whole shayla about exporting. Kedusha shvius. That's a shayla. If they make it l'shem exporting, they're definitely coolers. Right? Could you have shvita wine in chutz laretz? So that's a shayla. But again, many poskim say that if you made it l'shem exporting, so then it would be okay. But shvius lo bayichoma. Shvita does not need to be in the walls of Yerushalayim. Maaser kiva de bayichoma chamer lai. So people think that maaser sheni, because it has been in the walls of Yerushalayim, it's more chamer. And the other way, achash ala maaser, my time, why would people think Shemitah is more chamer? Maaser is lepidyon. Maaser sheni, you can be podah. You switch the kedusha to money, though that fruit is now chulin. Shvius can never lose its kedusha. Kiva de kam mitzra lai, v'les lepidyon chamir lai. Yes, if a matfis kedusha shvius onto something else, it's also on the other item. But the fruit never loses kedusha. The fruit are always kadosh. You cannot be podeb perishvius. Hachashad alzev alzeh. And what about the next line? If somebody's chashad on either of these, they're chashad on taris. Kivin t'chashad adaraisa, kol shekein adarabanan. Obviously, if you're chashad on a din daraisa, then you're chashad on adarabanan. There is a shaila in the poskim. We know there are two areas of halacha. We had this in the first parak of Maseches Chulin. Two areas of halacha that if I'm chashad on this area, then I'm chashed b'chol Torah kula. Right? Other Tanaim argue, as we'll see on Amud Beis. But there are two areas where we say that, and that is Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. It's the first parak of Maseches Chulin. The Mishnah Berurah talks about this a lot in his Akdama to the Mishnah Berurah Chela Gimel, where he talks about the uniqueness of Hilcha Shabbos in three areas. It has A, the most chomer Onesh, and if Onesh is a reflection of Chumras Avera, then Shabbos with Skila is the most Hamor, and then he gets into Kabbalistic, that every mitzvah is connected to another part of our body, the limbs and the sinews, 248 and 365, but in between those two points, he says, and also Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Shabbos is kala kofer b'Shabbos, kala chasha b'Shabbos, is chasha b'chala Torah kula. Good. So that is the Mishnah Berurah based on Chazal. What about if I'm kofer or chashid? Those are different, but chashid in an issur d'rabbanan of Shabbos. So does that make me kachala Torah kula? It's only an issur d'rabbanan of Shabbos. So that's a little trickier, and that's a discussion. Again, the Mishnah Berurah here in the beginning of Chelek Gimel talks about the issue in general, and he says regarding mumar, not chashid, but mumar. That's what he says. V'tam l'chol zeh shamachal zeh Shabbos kofer ma'aseh breishis k'mo oved avodas kochavim. V'yalkin gam onesh b'chal Shabbos u'b'skil k'oved avodas kochavim. V'kol zeh yuchal liros as godel le'inyan shel Shabbos. So he doesn't get into the issue of even a derabanan. I don't think he mentions that here. But again, the other posts can talk about it. Whether you would say the derabanan of Shabbos has any special status. Again, it has a special category. It's called shvus, based on the pasuk Shabboson. Called Shvus. There is a Deah. There is the Ramban and the Ritva in the Ramban al Torah also, and the Ritva quotes in Masech Shabbos around Kuf Yud Zayin, around there, quotes that the Dinim of Shabbos have a different status. Dinim Drabbanan of Shabbos are Ki'ilu their Daraisa. Not really, but they're Ki'ilu their Daraisa, maybe because they're a violation of Shabboson, which is the Mitzvah Zaseh of Shabbos. So that could be a little different. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'yesh chashin al ataris, and there are those that are chashin on taris, meaning on the Durabana, and they're not chashin on the dinim daraisa. My time, and he, on Durabana chashin, daraisa lo chashin. Right? People are more worried about daraisas than they are about Durabanans. V'ramini, but is this really true? Don't we have a braisa that says, ne'eman al ataros, ne'eman al ashvias? If somebody's ne'eman on the Durabanan of taris, they're ne'eman on the daraisa of shvias. Ha chashin chashin. Sounds like we should imply, if somebody is chashin even only on a din Durabanan, they're chashin on a din daraisa. So different to Yukim. So which is it? So the Gemara has two answers. And each of these answers, interesting, what's the rule, what's the exception? Two opposite suggestions. Rabbi Loi says, really, the rule is like the Braisa. That, if I'm chashin even on a Darabanan, I'm chashin also on a Daraisa. What about our Mishnah? Masnisan kishiri inuhu shenoi bitzina b'toch peso. In the Mishnah, we've seen him in private act properly. So he's been motzi from the chazaka. We know he acts properly in private, and therefore there's no reason to be choshed him. Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Shmuel are the opposite. Really, the rule is if somebody is choshed in on a darabanan, he's not choshed in a daraisa. Right? That's the Mishnah, our Mishnah. What's the braisa talking about? That we have to be worried? It's an ukimta. Kigo davi choshed l'shravayo. Really, originally he was choshed in both areas. On the Drabanan and the Daraisa. V'yosa kami Rabbanan v'kabbalat Travayu. And he came in front of the rabbis and basically did tshuva. And accepted to be careful in both the areas. V'hadur ichshid achad minayu. And then he, you know, fell back to his original position in one area. V'yamrinan. So then we're able to say, miduchashid aha chashinamia idach. So we say, if he fell back in this area, it must be he fell back in the other area as well. Good. Amar Rabba Barbarchan Amar Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Zu Divir Rabbi Akiva Stimta. This is all the version that we've just been talking about. This. What's this? That if somebody is chashan on Shemitah, he's not chashan on Meiser. That is Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Aval Chachamim Omrim, they argue. Chashan ala Shviyas, chashan ala Meiser. Meaning Shemitah is more chamor. Right? If you're chashan on Shemitah, you're going to be chashan on Meiser too. Man Chachamim, who are these Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda. Dabasri. Rabbi Yehuda, Shviyas, Chamir Lehu. Because where Rabbi Yehuda was, Shviyas was very chamor. And that's why if you're chashan on Shemitah, which is the more chamor, then you're chashan on Meiser too. Where do we know that from? The following story. Tahuda, Vikari, Leila Chavre. There were two people that are having an insult fight. Right? Onoaz Dvarim, right here. In the times of the Gemara. So there was one that called their friend, Daira Bar Dairasa. You convert, son of a convert. So he called him, insulted him. That way, that was like the worst that you could say. Ger Bar Gioris. And Amar Leh said back to him, oh yeah, you think that's bad? You know what you do? Tesili de lo achli perishvias kavasech. You eat perishmita. I don't even, right? That's even worse. So it's clear. The fact that they used that as an insult, you know, bringing a raya from Rishon. The fact that they used that as an insult reflects that Peir Shmita were very chamor in their eyes. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're chashan on Shmita, then you'll be chashan on Meiser, which is more kal. What exactly was the Isser here of eating Peir Shmita? He says, you ate Peir Shmita. It doesn't say you worked the land during Shmita. You ate Peir Shmita. That is not 100% clear. What does that mean, Peir Shmita? So one might say this means, you ate Peir Shmita after the Zman of Bi'ur. Right, so then it becomes usher to eat. Right, Parshas Bahar. Right, what does it even mean to do bi'ur? It's fascinating. It's a mitzvah daraisa, and there's a machlokes, what it means. Most times you have a mitzvah daraisa, everybody agrees what to do. There's a little bit of difference what to do. Shake a lulav and blow shofar, and okay, there are differences. What do you have to do for bi'ur maizrus? Machlokes. Rambam says destroy it. The Ramban says just get it out of your house. And after you're out of your house, you can be koned again after a couple of minutes. Unbelievable. Machlokas on a daraisa level. And the Ravid says there are two stages of biur, but that's the machlokas. But either way, you can't eat it automatically unless you do one of those two things. So that's the pashas according to Rav Rishon and what this means. Right? After the time for biur, when I have to get rid of it, once it's no longer available to the chayas in the field, I have to get rid of it for the behemos and even me in my house. Right? That's the halacha that's learned out from Parshas Bahar, but before that point, before Biur, there's no problem with eating Peir Shmita. Right? The Ramban, if you remember, the Ramban even counts it as a separate mitzvah asay. The question is this a Kiyam asay or an Isser asay? That's not 100% clear. The Gemara says, La'achlov lo l'schora. But the Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah. The Ramban, in the second mitzvah that he adds on to the Rambam, Right, remember at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban says, I knocked out a lot of mitzvahs of the Rambam, I have to add on. We all agree 613, which is also one of the mysteries in halacha. Amazing how everybody agrees 613. That Agadah at the end of Makkos had mazel. Right, but the Ramban adds on mitzvah number two, mitzvah number three. Mitzvah number two is eating truma. Mitzvah number three. She'amr Torah b'peir shvius, v'aysa Shabbos aras lachem lachla, lachla, v'lo l'schora. V'zeh dvar Torah hu. Right, that's, sometimes works for asi d'chalos asay. So that's the Ramban Shita. So there is a machlokas, whether that means kiyum asay or isser asay. The Rambam often counts isser asays in the minyan mitzvahs, and here he does not. So to say that it's an Isser Aseh, you know, the Rambam should count it. So, I mean, the Ramban could argue. The Ramban could have a different understanding. But the Ramban counts it. And the Mitzvah HaMelech here and the others go into different nafgaminas, whether it's an Isser Aseh or a Mitzvah Aseh. What if I destroy a Kol Shehu of Perish Mita? Right, so is that a Mavbitel Aseh? So if it's a Din in the Kiyum Aseh of eating, then maybe it goes by Kezias, because it's a Mitzvah Aseh. Remember, I think we mentioned recently, right, yesterday, the day before, about which mitzvahs asay of achila do we have bisman hazeh. So we mentioned from the Chassam Sofer, the only one we have is matzah. So according to the Ramban, maybe according to one understanding, we have another mitzvah. Right, perish mita. Right, if you say that it's a kiyum asay, so then perish mita would also be, an example of that. Right, we mentioned, first night of Sukkot. But either way, so do you make a bracha when you perish mita? So we don't. But in Lundis, if it's a mitzvah asay, not just an isser asay meaning just eat it so you don't destroy it, but eating it so you eat it, mitzvah, so that can be another nafkamina, right? Is the isser on the merchant or on the consumer? Right? La'achla v'lo l'schora, right? If the isser is an isser asay, maybe the merchant violated by selling it. If it's a mitzvah to eat it, then the mitzvah's on the buyer, obviously. La'achavol l'schora. Right? Not a lot of different, suggestions. But either way, that is why Rov Rishonim, one of the see on this Gemara, as, what's the problem with eating perish mitzvah? So it must be after this man of beer. But there is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted various places, the last Amud in Yevamos. The last Amud in Yevamos, Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosfos as, if I, close up and put a gate around my fence in my perish mita, that asers the fruit. That asers shamor, asers the fruit. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and he gets it from a medrash. The Torah is calling him. There's inve nizarecha lo sivs, and Rashi seems to say this. Ala Torah. Rashi and Abdi seem to say this. There's inve nizarecha lo sivsar, min ha-mishumar i'ata botzer, aval ata botzer min ha-mufkar. That's the drasha. Rabbeinu Tam says that's it's usher, right? And other Rishonim say, no, there's different ways to understand it. But that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi and Yevamos doesn't say that. Rashi and Yevamos says, V'kashali, demai iser yeshkan, because the Gemara sounds that way. Im aver zman abiyur, lo shtamana meshumar, v'lo shtamana mufkar asurim. V'kodam zman, elu ve'elu, mutarin. He says, beferish. Even if it's mana meshumar, it's not usher. So that's Rashi. Maybe Rashi is quoting the Medrash on Ala Torah. But either way, that's in Yevamos, so Rabbeinu Tam would understand this Gemara as, oh, it's usher to eat if it's meshumar. Okay. But either way, that's version one. Also, Rashi here quotes two deis. Some are familiar with these two deis from the first daf in Megillah. What does it mean, Rabbi Akiva stimta? What does that mean? So Rashi quotes two days. Yesh befarshim, that Rabbi Akiva Stimta means, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Pevav, that all stams are Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Bryce Rabbi Nassan, Kula Rabbi Akiva. So all stams are like Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's Stimta. Right? All of Torah Sheval Peh goes like Rabbi Akiva. And Vlad Milsi, Rashi does not like that pshat, because we use the word Stimta by other Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon Stimta, Rabbi Nachim Stimta. So Rashi thinks it just means that Rov Mishnayas Ika Bashas Stumos Aliba Rabbi Akiva. Right? Not all of Torah Sheval Peh, but most Mishnayas and Shas that are Sasum, would follow Rabbi Akiva, maybe Rabbi Meir, or Talmud Rabbi Akiva, but that is 2 days about Stimta. Okay, that's all version one, that the Chachamim, who argue, and Rabbi Akiva, say that that Shemitah is more Chamor. Ika da'amri amr Rabbi Baruchan amr Rabbi Yochanan zu divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimta, but Chachamim omrim, chasher ala maiser, chasher ala shvias. The opposite, even if you're just chasher on maiser, you're chashed on Shvi'as. So, about Chachamim, Rabbi Meir, he damar chashed al davar echad, he chashed al chal tarakula. Right? If you're chashed in one area, you're chashed on the other area. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tamid, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Amri, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zeira, Tamid, Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Amar, Avachachamim Omrim, Chashed Allah Shviyas, Chashed Allah Meiser. One of them said, if you're chashed on Shemitah, you're chashed on Meiser. One Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Well, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. If you're chashed on Shemitah, which is the more chamor than your chashed on the Meiser. The Chad Amar, on the other opinion, is no. Chashed Allah Meiser, Chashed Allah Shviyas, Umar Chacham, Rabbi Meir. Even if you're chashed on the Davar Kal, you're also chashed on the Davar Chamor. That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Who says again, if you're chashed on one thing, you're chashed on Kol Torah Kula. That's what Rashi says here. Titania, where do we see that in the Tosefta? Am Aret Shekiva Olav Divrei Chaveris. V'nechsha L'davar Echad, if he was makabel to be a chaver. That means to be on a certain level of ne'emanus regarding his eating and his tumah v'tara. So if he was makabel, and then he was chashed on one thing, nechsha L'chol Torah Kula, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you lose it. It's a package deal. V'chachamim Omer, meino nechsha L'elos V'davar Bilvad. That's in the world of Chavrus. Similarly, Hager, Shekibel Alav Divrei Torah. Afilu Nechshel Adavar Echad Avichashud L'chol Torah Kula. Hager, who is Makabel, Kol Torah, right? Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. And then he becomes Chashin in one area. He's Chashin in all areas, because you don't know if he's retracting. Fahariyuki Yisrael Mumar. He's not like a guy. We don't say his original Kabbalah was no good. He's Ki Yisrael Mumar. Rashi on the second line. V'lorm Rinan Delev Yovika Chavim Gamor Ki Ilon Is Gayer. Right? You can't go back on a Gairus. Once there's a Geirus. But, he's like, treat him like Yisrael Mumar, Nafgamina, Di Kaddish, Kiddush of Kiddushin. Right? If he gets married, we still consider it a marriage. And therefore, he is still considered a Jew. Still considered a Jew. The Gemara talks about in Yevamos, on Daf Mem Zayin Mabez, this case. Gemara talks that that's the Geirus Sugyas, if you remember, in the fourth parak of Acholates. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Tavav Allah Harik Yisrael L'chol Dvar. Right? When a ger comes out of the mikvah, he's Ki Yisrael L'chol Dvar. Lamai Hilchasa, says the Gemara, Lamai Nafkamina, Di Hadar Bey, if he's Chozer Bo, meaning he wants to go back, U'mekadish Bas Yisrael, Yisrael Mumar Karina Bey, V'kiddush of Kiddushin. Still a Kiddushin, right, even if he was Chozer Bo. The Ritva on that Gemara, Yavam is Mem Zayin Mabez, V'shamina Mina, Di Yisrael Mishumad Ki Yisrael Nidon. A heretic Jew has the status of a Jew. The kiddush of kiddushin gemurim. V'hu adin tegito get afilu kiddushin shekidesh begiuso. Right, even if he got married when he was not a mumar, and now he's a mumar, we still say that he can give the get, and he has to give the get. And the get the marriage is not dissolved based on the fact that he's a mumar. Umistavra diladine mamanis. This is the Ritva talking. Umistavra diladine mamanis. Pahakna osa v'chiyuva of kulam ki Yisrael hu nidon. Even Dina Mamanis too, he's like considered a Jew. Miu im adina malchus yukonu machle kagoy dina de machus adina. So if it's, if dina de machus adina, like it says in the first parak of Gittin, so then it would also, he would follow those rules too. V'Yisrael shachata v'chazer b'tshuva, de kule alma shuris adin in otzorach tfila, and we know, meikar adin, if somebody does tshuva, so then they do not need tfila. There's a minna quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This Ritva is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. They should go to the mikvah, midra rabbanan. Right, if somebody does tshuva, aval pikeinu patova midrabanan mishamayla dumya the tefilas eved meshuchrar shein tefilas oyle midrabanan. Right, which is machlokas. The Rambam says it's daraisa. V'chein kasev betosvis achronos, and there is a humongous footnote here in the Ritva, like there is in all Yevamos. Right, the one who did the Ritva in Yevamos, Rav Yaffin has tremendously qualitatively and quantitatively footnotes in the Ritva in Yevamos, but it talks all about here that we paskin. That's the way we paskin that Yisrael Mumar Afal Pishachata Yisrael Hu, and even though he was a Mumar when he gives the get, and there's a Tshuva of Rashi about this. Again, it's important important shitas, but again, we consider them Jewish, which sometimes is good and sometimes is tragic. Sometimes if somebody becomes a mumar and then they're not interested, that makes it very difficult. There is one daya in the tour. The tour quotes a daya which we don't paskin like. The tour doesn't even paskin like it. That if somebody is a mishumid l'chal shabbos befar hesia v'lavod avod azara dino kagoy. There is that daya in Simon Mem Dalid in Evena Ezer Oz Tes. So Yisrael Meshumet starts off. Yisrael Meshumet Shekidesh Kiddush of Kiddushin Vesrichem Yimeno Get. Some say that if he's a Meshumet Lechal Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, he's not Velo Nehira. The Torah already says that we don't paskin that way. And Rashi says, even if he's a Meshumet, you know, and Avodah Zarah, Lechal Shabbos, right, the Rashi, the Rambam, we treat him as a Jew. Treat him as a Jew Lechumra in terms of a marriage and divorce. Let's continue. Tana Rabbanan, Habala Kabbal Devei Chaver, Rizchus Midavar Echad, Imekavlan Oso. If somebody wants to become a Chaver, except for one area, he can't be a Chaver. Again, a Chaver is the opposite of an Am Ha'aretz in the days of the Talmud, and you want to have a certain level of acceptance. Ovei Kochavim Shabala Kabbal Devei Torah, Chuz Midavar Echad, Imekavlan Oso. If a guy wants to become a Jew, except for one thing, you're not Makabalim. Aye, what about Hillel and Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Manas this, and I only would do Torah Shebech Sav. So you have to understand that he allowed him to come closer. He wasn't mamish megayer him right away. Or others, the Marsha, others, he had Beruah Kutcho, he saw that he was going to accept everything. We can't do that. Okay, you got to work it out. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Afilu Diktuk Echad Midivrei Sofrim. Even a Dinder Rabbanon. Even if he says a Dinder Rabbanon, I'm not accepting. The Achiezer has the Chakira. If you're megayer him anyway, is the Geiris Chal Daraisa, but on a Durabana level, we might be Machmer for certain areas, or is it not even Chal? Because after all, he was Makabal everything Midaraisa. So do you say that the Durabana, it gets into the Sugya of Durabana is affecting Daraisas? It sounds like from the, what's the Pashas of the Gemara? He's not a Ger at all. Even on a Daraisa level, if he doesn't accept a Chumrah Durabana. Unless Divrei Sofrim here means the Rabbanan interpreting the Torah. Not Dafka making their own din and drabbanan. Like if he doesn't accept Hanukkah candles, you know, maybe that's not included in what the Gemara says. The Gemrashi says here, Dikduke Sofrim Chumra drabbanan. Chumra drabbanan. He says that Beferish. Okay. Vechein, Ben Levi, Shabalakabel Dibri Levia. If a Levi is ready to work on the Beis HaMikdash, and he wants to be a Meshorer or a Meshorer, Vechein Shabalakabel Dibri Kahuna, Chuz Midavar Echad, and they accept and reject one thing, a Makabel Naso, you don't let him do it. You don't let him do the avoda. Shnemar, we have this back in Chulin. Hamakriv is damash shlamim v'gomer avoda hamasur l'bnei Noach. That extra phrase where it says bnei Aaron, kol kohen shein modeh ba in lo chelek b'kahuna. If you're not modeh, so then you don't have a chelek in the kahuna. What does that mean? Ein modeh ba. So if you remember Rashi there in Meseches Chulin, Rashi said she'omer belibo dvar hevel hu. You deny it, right? You're kofer, says the Ritva. Of course. What do you mean, El Chelek, right? He's your Chayiv Misas, kofer b'toras Moshe. That can't be what Eina Moda means. Eina Moda means, Eina Moda mixes avodos. He says, it's not Ma'akev. Not that Hashem didn't command it. Oh, it's not Ma'akev. Don't worry. Avavish Amar Moshe v'yakvura. So that is also, if you say something that's l'chachil, where it's also b'di'eved, says the Ritva there in Hul and Kuf, Lamed, Beis, Amar Beis, so that also is a hafka of the Kabbalah. Tana Rabbanan, Abala Kabbal Devei Chaveiros, Imreinu Shinoi B'tzina B'toch Beis, so if he wants to be Makabal it, if we see that he acts properly in private, Makabal noso, V'yachar kach malam de noso, you can accept him and then teach him everything else that he needs to know. V'imla, but if he doesn't have a track record specifically of behaving properly, even in private, malam de noso V'yachar kach makabal noso, first you teach him. Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Be'gach Uvenkach makabal noso, V'ulamad Kedarko V'holech. You can accept him. If he says he wants to and you don't have reason to suspect, then you could teach him. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Other areas of Kabbalah. Mekablim l'knafayim. You could accept him for wings. What does that mean? Accept him for wings? Right? So wings here, Rashi notes here, quoting the Gemara elsewhere, that when you do Netzilas Yadayim, you lift up your hands a little bit. And then you say the bracha. It's like you have wings. Right? It's like the women have wings when they have Halakas Neiris. But the men have the wings when they lift up their hands. So if somebody accepts to wash their hands when they eat chulin, right? As ki'ilu, it was truma. So you could have that acceptance. Makam l'kunafayim ve'achagam makam l'taris. Then you could have a second stage of makabel even for taris, which is even higher acceptance. V'yamar eini makabel elo l'kunafayim makabel also. If you only want that lower level, that's okay. Kibel l'taris lo kibel l'kunafayim. But if he tries to be Makabal the more Chamor, and he's skipping the lower one, you can't do that. Right? Step by step. Because if you're not going to keep the lower one, you're obviously not going to keep the higher one. Tana Rabbanan Akam Makabal Noso. How long does he have to keep the behavior in order for us to know, okay, he has that Chazaka of believability. Beit Shammai Yomer Lamashkin for liquids, which is Tuma Midrabanan. Lamashkin Shloshim Yom Leksus Shem Rasa Chodesh. But to consider your clothing all tar, a year. No, you need a year for both. Says the Gemara, really? Then this should be on the list of chumras of Beis Hillel. So Ella, rather not. Switch it. Beis Hillel or Mechazeh Mechazeh Shloshim. Beis Hillel says even for Ksus is only a month, meaning he's more makel, and therefore it fits in to the general Beis Hillel Shita. Simen, Chaver, Talmud, Tcheles, Machas, Chazer, Gabai, Ba'atzbo. Tana Rabbanan, as we get into other issues. I have to come back. Don't let me forget the Arachayim HaKadosh. Tana Rabbanan, Abala Kabal, Divri Chaverus, Tzarech Lakabal, B'fnei Shlosha Chaverim. Ubanavu, B'nei Beiso, Enes, Yerch Lakabal. So if somebody's accepting to be a Chaver, they have to accept it in front of three other Chaverim, but his family does not have to. Because his family will be Nigrar after him. Why? You can't compare. The chaver is makabel directly in front of the chaverim. But the children, they're just nigra after the father. Who says that's so, you know, believable? Who says that we could trust that? And therefore, they need their own Kabbalah. Rashi says, "Ein adoma chaver shekibel hu atzmo leben chaver machmas kabbalas aviv shein lo shum kabbalah ela srach aviv devadei aviv mizdahar tvei." And therefore, it's different. This reminds me of a comment of a Chassam Sofer. The end of Arachayim in the Tshuvas, Simon Reish Ches, he has a few pages where it's not related to the Tshuva, but it's just miscellaneous chidushim. So he says there, we usually focus on Avram Avinu by the Akedah. Avram Avinu, it was his Nisayon, that's true. But says Chassam Sofer, in one sense, I think Yitzchak was greater. Avram was told by God what to do. Okay, you're told by God, you're told by Hashem, so you do it. Yitzchak, he was told by his father. Maybe he could have thought to himself, Maybe he didn't get pshat in Hashem's words. Maybe there's a mistake. I don't know. Maybe I didn't hear it, so I'm not coming. Right? He was a bechin of Torah Shebal Peh. Avraham Avinu was Torah Shebichsav. So in one sense, Yitzchak symbolizes Emunas Chachamim, and it's a much greater, deeper commitment. Right? Avraham Avinu hemin Torah Shebichsav. Hainu ma sheshama mekadosh baruch hu atzma. Avol Yitzchak matzor nafsho al mitzvah Emunas Chachamim. They were both great. And they both realized the secret of karbanos. But Yitzchak Avinu, mehatema, I'm not reading the whole thing, mehatema al Yitzchak, shekibel me'avram mashu neged haskalaso, ve'iyef shar l'shmoa klal, v'komakom lohira gam achari divrei chachamim, v'shama upasha tzavaro. V'ha'emes bazeh shebevadeh ha'Yitzchak ola kulo kalil, ki ben adam hanosei nafsho l'shchita, v'haktara b'lishum tzipui shi'imali nafsho. So Yitzchak, in a sense, what does our Gemara say? Find the father, but the son of the father is just nigger after the father. So it's, we can't trust that. That was the godless of Yitzchak Avinu. That was the godless of Yitzchak. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gartan Rabbanan, Habal Kabal Devi Chaver Chaverus, Sorach Lakabal Befnei Gibel Chaverim, Yafilu Talmud Chacham, Sorach Lakabal Befnei Shlosha Chaverim. Even a Talmud Chacham has to be Makabal. Zokin, right? So, which is, you know, even though you're a great learner, you have to be Makabal. Zokin, Vyoshe, Vyeshiva, if you're on the Sanhedrin, Eno Sorach Lakabal Befnei Shlosha Chaverim. That you don't have to, Shekvar Kiva, love me, Shosha Yashav. You only got on the Sanhedrin if we knew about you. And therefore, that's the Raya. Abishalomer, Av Tamar Chacham, in a Zorach Lakabal, Fish Shosha Chavarim. Even a Tamar Chacham does not have to. Velo Od, Ella Shacherim, Makabal Mufanav. He could even be a Chaver for the audience. Right? He doesn't have to do it himself. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Bime Bino, Shal Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, this is Mishnazu. Rabbi Yochanan says, in the days of Chanina ben Antigonus, that's when this Shita was prevalent, that even a Talmud Chacham needs to be Mekubal. Where do you see that from? The following story. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, is topic, Lu Milsa Bataris, there was a Shiloh that they had, Shadr Rabbanan Lagabi Bino, Shrabi Chanina ben Antigonus, so they were sent to the son of Rabbi Chanina. Azilu Amrule La'ayin Bas, they said, he said, go look, go find out and tell him to look into the case. Ashkechua, deka ta'in, or deka natar taris. They came and he was holding taris. And they walked in. And what does he do? Osiv rabbanan midide legabayu. He puts a rabbi between himself and them. As if to say, you know, like, I don't know about you guys. You know, I don't know that you're not so trustworthy to me. And he was guarded it. And he started to be mine in the Shaila. Asu Amri Leil Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. So they came back and they told Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. Amalu Rabbi Yehuda Aviv Shalzeh Biza Tamid HaChachamim. Afu Mavaza Tamid HaChachamim. What are they doing? What a Bizayin. They're not treating us as if we're a Roi. Right, Rashi says maybe he was just saying this in anger. It wasn't literal that his father was Mavaza Tamid HaChachamim. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi says, calm down. Kvod zaken yinuch bimkomo. Don't worry about it. This is what they hold. Elam yom shachar beis hamikdash nagu kohanim silsul v'atzman shein moser nesatamar z'chal adam. Look, this is what they do. That even a talmid chacham needs to be accepted. Low plug, no exceptions to the rule. So don't get so angry. This is what they do for everyone. Why would you say, just getting back to earlier, why would you say it's a package deal that, like Rabbi Meir, if you're chashed in one area, you're chashed in other areas, so you might say it's just a nemonis issue, right? Because if you're not trusted, we can't trust you at all. Or you might say it has to do with the connection of Torah to each other, right? Kol Torah kula inyanechad. If I'm chashed in one area, so then, you know, I'm chashed in Torah. If I'm chashed in Torah, then that's it. And that relates to an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. We mentioned this years ago, right? The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Dvarim, in Parshas Ekev, where he discusses the phrase Kol HaMitzvah, Paraches Pasuk Aleph, where Rashi says Kol HaMitzvah. What does that mean? In a mitzvah nikra el amisha gomra. You got to finish the mitzvah. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh has a different shot, where he says there's a plague out there. There's a spiritual plague that sometimes people pick and choose mitzvahs. I'll focus on these areas, not those areas. I'm this kind of Jew. I don't need to do everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I have an understanding. You know, this is me. This is what I do. I'm a Beinoni B'shita, as we might call it. You know, this is what I do, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Torah is, what did it say here? L'man tichyin u'revisem. It's that you live. He says, imagine the mashal, beautiful mashal, going to a doctor. I go to the doctor and I say, doctor, my thumb is killing me. Please take an x-ray. It's killing me. And the doctor says, you have 9 other good fingers. What's your problem? Just go home. He's like, no, he said, what? Your pinky's fine. The index finger is fine. Everything's fine. We would go to a different doctor. Because even though it's only the pinky, it's only the thumb, it affects the whole body. It affects the whole organism. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that's Torah. Right? We think only this and that. But if we're missing a limb, we're missing an organ, so then it's not the same. And that's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, how we have to view Torah and make sure that we don't look at any mitzvah and say we don't need that. There's a dibyon shmiras hamitzvah shem yuchadim kenegadei varim vagidim kshadam over mavatels achas mehena yafil hakeiv shepekenegdo beivar mubagidim ukashem shein shuvas brius ramaz moelis lahavir hergish keiv haever tashlum ramach. Just like you'd get a different doctor. Kemochein lo yashlimu ramaz mitzvah sasei l'chisaron ha'echa tashlum ramach. Ukemochein lo yashlim shmiras shasad mitzvah lo sasei l'bitol achad mitashlim shin samachei. And that's kol ha-mitzvah. It's all a package. Asher anochi mitzavcha yom l'man tichyun, so that you live. Because you have to live spiritually just like you would live physically. But maybe that relates to the fact that if I'm chashin in one area, according to Rabbi Meir, I'm chashin in other areas too, because Kol HaTorah Kula is a package, and it's all looked at together. A little bit more, Tanu Rabbanan, Chaver Shemeis, Ishto Ubanu Ubnei Beso, Harim Echazkasan, Ashi Yichashtu. If you have a whole family that's believed, so even if the Chaver dies, the rest of the family stays in their Chazaka, Ad Sheyei Chashdu, until something happens that they become chashin and they lose their status. V'chein Chatzer, also, if you have an area that it sells tcheles, you don't have to assume that they're selling kala to Elon unless something goes wrong and they realize that there is a problem. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem Tanu Rabbanan, and Hashem tomorrow's daf will put up from the last cycle. Next time we get into the fifth parak of Becharos, Psule Hamukdashim coming up, and then Brother Hashem, we will continue as we hit the halfway, past the halfway point here in Mesachas Becharos. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored, Lila Nishbas, Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzchak Aryeh Ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the Shama Shenav and Aliyah.